Hello, hello, hello. This is Carla McNeil, and I would like to say welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. Today is Tuesday, May the 19th, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening today and on the recording, or from the recording. I'd like you to grab that piece of paper and a pen that writes, and we're going to dive right in. I want you to write down today's date, Tuesday, May the 19th, and we'll get started right away. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That is RETIREWITHCARLA.com. And my direct line, it's a toll-free number, is 1-877-767-7544. You can reach me either of those two ways. And you are calling in to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. If you're listening to this on the recording and would like to join us live, please feel free. We'd love to have you. The call-in number is 218-486-7200, and the bridge is 549-706. For the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, if you have any questions and you're too shy to ask them on the telephone, please feel free to send me that email at carla@retirewithcarla.com, or you can leave me a message on the telephone, whichever works best for you. Just get them questions, keep them coming in. I love getting the questions in the comments. As always, I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment. I am building a team of people who want to achieve their dreams, who are willing to be coached, mentored, and supported along that journey, because we all know that the best way to achieve something is to follow in the footsteps of someone who's already been there. So again, that's carla@retirewithcarla.com or 877-767-7544. And tonight, what we're going to talk about is action and staying in action. I personally am a big believer in The Secret, and what you think about is what you get. You create your own reality. The only behavior you are responsible for is your own. A firm believer in all of those principles. But one of the things that they didn't come out really loud and clear in The Secret movie is the fact that you can't just sit around and wait for it to happen. You gotta take some action. Now, we've been following Bill Harris, who is the owner and founder of Centerpoint, who's also on The Secret, and James Ray. And both of them totally support the idea that, yes, The Secret works, but you got to take action. If you're sitting at home expecting those checks just to show up in the mail, you're going to be sitting around for quite a while, because until you take action, nothing's going to happen. And that action of going and buying a lotto ticket, that's just as good as sitting around and doing nothing. You're much better off to take that money that you spend on the lotto and go out and buy yourself a personal development book, whether it be a Donald Trump book or Robert Kiyosaki. One I totally recommend is from my personal business coach, is John Delemy, How to Find Your Why Now. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You know, there's hundreds of books that I would recommend that you go out and buy, read, study, follow, instead of going out and buying that lotto ticket. Taking action, taking correct, great action that's going to allow you to live that life of your dreams. Because taking action is a decision that you have to make, and you have to figure out what action you need to take for your dream. Because the action I need to take for my dream is a little bit different than what you need to do. We all come from a different place. Our programming, our habits are all different. So think of it as you're wanting to get from point A to point B, and you're going to drive your car, and you need glasses. You can't drive that car without your glasses and expect to get anywhere or to have anyone in there with you, because everybody's going to run. So taking action and deciding what kind of action you need to take is what we're going to talk about today. You need to have that faith, the faith that you can do it. Because without it, you are going to get taken out at the smallest little speed bump. Someone will take you out quickly, easily, with precision, almost immediately, unless you have faith that you yourself are going to be able to get this done. So how do you do that? First off, you need to take a look at what you're doing. You need to take a look at it big picture, and you need to take a look at it little picture. Small strategic steps. The big picture is, where are you going to be in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years? What is your life going to look like? Do you know? Did you also know that people who do not have that strategic outlook, that dream of where they want their life to be, what it's going to, if they don't know what it's going to look like, 98% of people in 5 years will be worse off than they are right now. So you definitely don't want to be in that group. So taking a look at the big and the little, what are the little habits that you do every day? Do you watch TV? Watching TV is a waste of time. And I was a great TV watcher. Used to watch a lot of TV until I started focusing on my dream and taking a look at what it was I was doing. There are a lot of programs out there that are educational for us. However, are they part of your dream? Are they taking you to a better place than you are right now? So looking at your dream, figuring out what it is, where you want to be in 5 years from now, and then apply the big picture and the little picture to it. Continuing to believe that you can do it. Knowing that you can do it. If others did it, so can you. If I can publish an ebook, so can you. If I can build a team of champion millionaires, so can you. It's simply a decision that you need to make. Now, granted, it's not just going to be one decision, because deciding to turn that TV off is one of the small decisions that you need to make. Deciding to reduce the amount of television that you watch by half is a small decision. By taking a look at where you want to be in 5 years, 10 years, and what you're doing on a daily basis, you will get a very good idea of what it is that you need to change, what you need to do differently. And while you're focusing on that, you take a look at what you're grateful for. What have you already accomplished? What great things do you have in your life already that you're going to keep? The relationships that you're not going to let go of. I'm sure there are relationships in your life that are working well. people who support you, who encourage you, that you want them to remain in your life. Be grateful for all the things that you've already accomplished. In fact, take any certificates or any commendations, anything that you have that has been a success in your life, and put them up on the wall. Make sure that you can see them. Make sure that you are reminded of the successes that you have had in your life. And celebrate those victories. Too often we make them small. We make the victories small. And the little tiny details are what will trip us up, are what will take us out. So by celebrating those tiny little victories that you come across almost every day, like today, just the victory of being able to smile in the face of adversity and being able to know that things will be different in 10 minutes, things will be different in an hour, things will be different tomorrow. Making sure that you celebrate the victories. Now, another really good thing that you can do is something that I learned from Artemis Limpert. And Artemis talks about programming your brain for what you want in the future. And so what I do every week is I take fake checks and I mail them to my husband. In the snail mail, once a week, I send him those checks. And when that arrives in our mailbox at our home, we celebrate opening those envelopes. We get excited. Now, you may think that seems a little silly, but what we're doing is we are celebrating the victory in advance because we have a lot of faith that the checks of that size will be coming in. And we are also programming ourselves for the belief that we are worthy, we are worth it, and eliminating the fear of success. Pretty sweet, isn't it? That's something you could do right now. Right now. How much would you like to be receiving in mailbox money every month or every week? Write yourself out a check. Send it to yourself every week. And you will be very, very surprised at how your own faith will go up, how your own belief will go up. And then, pretty soon, you're starting to take bigger steps and bigger steps. Because that daily schedule of how you take a look at the big stuff, how you take a look at the small stuff, how you celebrate all the victories, looking at that dream, all of that daily schedule, the little stuff that you do every day, will allow you to move forward bit by bit by bit. Taking those small steps every single day. So I personally have decided that I need to write some more. I actually enjoy writing. That kind of surprised me. But I do. So therefore, I've also found that I write best first thing in the morning. So I get up in the morning and I take my dog Snorkel for a walk. And I come in and I sit down at the computer, and for 15 minutes, and only for 15 minutes, I write every morning. That's the first thing I do, that daily little schedule. Now, also many years ago, I had some cassette tapes, I'm dating myself, with James Ray, and I had little cards in this particular program that he sold, and that I am so grateful that I purchased. And each day I had to write out on one of those little cards three things that I wanted to accomplish that day in order to achieve the specific goal that I was working on. And in that case, the goal was to get my diploma in adult education. And it worked. I have it. Every single day, the daily schedule. So like now I write. I still, in my million-dollar planner, write down three things that I need to accomplish today in order to move my business forward. And as I get them done, I tick them off, and I celebrate those little victories. I celebrate the victory of spending that 15 minutes writing. It's fun. I enjoy doing it most of the time, 99% of the time. Another great thing that you can do for yourself is creating an atmosphere of fun. What makes life fun for you? And for everyone, again, that's going to be a little bit different. We all have fun in different ways. I now find writing to be fun. I listen to personal development while I'm walking my dog. I find it fun. I love walking my dog, getting out there in the fresh air and lately all the sunshine. It's been absolutely great. Creating that atmosphere of fun. And you know you can do that just as easily as you can putting a smile on your face. Taking a little hop, skip, and jump. Create that atmosphere of fun. When you have that joy in your life, it flows out to other people, and you will find yourself surrounded by people who are having fun, people who are joyful. It's much more fun to live your life that way rather than people who being surrounded by people who are crabby. Yeah, don't like crabby. No fun. And make it fun. The only way to make it fun for you. And you are the only one who knows how to make it fun for you. So think about those little things. And you know what? I love all the little habits. So I would love it if you would share with me what you do to make your life fun. What are the little things that you add in on a regular basis, or the little things that you would like to add in more often? And send me an email at Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. I would love to get more habits in my life that are fun. I'm always looking for more. So please, share your ideas, share your stories. I would really love to hear from them. And while you're doing this, those old bad habits are going to creep in. They'll come up, because they always do. But you know what? You are in a place right now where you can recognize that as a bad habit. And you can just say, nope, cancel. I know this isn't good for me. I know this idea came up, but I'm not going to do that. I am not going to sit and watch TV for 3 hours a night like I used to. I am going to do something different. And I'm going to create that new habit. And as you create those new habits, you are going to build the belief in yourself. You are going to build the faith in yourself. And that is what is going to help keep you going. Celebrating those little steps, those little successes, they are what is going to assist you in propelling forward and assist you in making sure that you stay in action. Taking that action every day, every day, every day. One of the things that I personally have found extremely useful is finding a mentor or a coach and tying in to what they teach or what they do. And personally, my strategic business coach is John DeLemme, and he creates motivational CDs and DVDs and books, and I listen to them all the time. I was listening to one on the way home tonight called The 50-Yard Line. Listening to or reading or bombarding yourself with all of that positive stuff, with all of that positive information, is also going to assist in that believing and having that faith in yourself. We are bombarded as human beings on this planet Earth on a regular basis with such negative stuff, like the news. How very rare is it that you will find something positive and good on the news, like a good story with a nice ending, a positive. Not very often. So when you bombard yourself by listening and reading to all of the different motivational things, you are filling your brain and filling your heart with the things that will propel you forward, will keep you in action. Make an agreement with yourself. And if you're like me, and that's not quite enough, making an agreement with yourself doesn't have the same power as making an agreement with someone else, then find someone else. That someone can be me. You can send me an email. Let me know what it is you are going to do for you. Because I personally am looking for 3 to 5 champions who want to join the McNeil Championship team and take their life to another level. You will get all of the coaching and mentoring that happens on a championship team. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to take your life to the next level? Because you're listening to this, I believe you are. So I want you to go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and phone number, and we'll get you started. Because I believe that when you join the team, your life will change forever. And one of the things that I will expect from you as a team member is to be accountable. To be accountable for what you do. It is very, very dangerous to listen to your own brain and your own mind and all those thoughts that go through your head that are all about doubt. Can I do it? Oh, no. Oh, no, I can't do that. It's too hard. I don't have enough time. Well, guess what? Listening to that negative voice in your head is just as bad as listening to the negative news. Bombarding yourself, being accountable, is just an absolutely awesome way to turn your life around. Take a look at the attitude of children when they're learning something new, when they're learning something they love. Like my nephew learning how to play a computer game, or when he was learning how to ride his bicycle. I mean, he went at it again and again and again and again. And it was always with a smile on his face. It was something that he loved to do. He was taking action, just like you need to take action to take your life to the next level. So let me summarize what the call has been about tonight. It's all about action. Sitting around waiting for those checks to show up in the mail, they ain't going to happen unless you take some action. Look at what you are doing with your life right now. Look at it at the big picture and look at the small detail. What are you doing on a daily basis? What actions are you taking to grow and learn and to make your life even better than it is right now? Being grateful for what you have already accomplished. Celebrate those little things. Celebrate them. Make them fun. Make them joyful. And remember, that daily schedule, what you do on a daily basis, is very critical. Are you creating success habits, or are you creating bad habits that will put you in a worse place than you in 5 years than you are right now? Creating that atmosphere of fun, believing in yourself, having that faith in yourself, you can do it. I know you can. You're searching, you're looking. I know you can do it. It's just a matter of following in the footsteps of someone who has already done it. So find that something to listen to, that something to read, that something to bombard yourself with. Take all of these teleclasses, put them on your iPod, and listen to them over and over and over again. I know I have listened to my coach and mentor's John DeLemme's stuff over and over and over again. And every time I listen to it, I hear something a little different, something a little different. Because I am growing, I am stretching. I hear something a little different. Be accountable. Be accountable to yourself. If that doesn't work for you, find someone else. Be accountable. And remember, you must take action. Action is what brings it all together. Action is what makes it happen. And action is what takes your life to the next level. I'm going to open the lines for any questions or comments. One second. Who out there would like to make a comment or ask a question this evening? Okay, everybody's a little shy today. That's all right. One moment. Remember, I am looking for a team. I am building a team of champions. And I believe that can be you. You're just a decision away. Take that action. Go to retirewithcarla.com. Submit your name and number. And we can get you started to building that life of your dreams. Thank you very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I look forward to all your questions and comments. Keep them coming. They're great. And I will hear you next week on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass.